Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J. Presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let's bring him in, Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman. About time on a Friday for Jay's picks. Get them ready. Get your pad and pen ready. He's about to drop knowledge for you. Jay Foreman, what's up?
What's popping, man? I'm still like a little reeling from my Astros. I think what the Braves did, they came in and they bought all the trash cans in the Greater Atlanta and Houston area. or whatever, but. It's all good in the hood. The football picks are on and popping.
Okay,
always.
Well, we got lots.
I'm gonna go ahead and spread. I'm gonna spread this for you people out here that don't understand Ebonics. I'm gonna go ahead and spread the ism, and the ism is just the knowledge. So I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys some ism.
45-10, Jay Foreman. That is your current record. 45-10. Straight up, this is how we get out, so let's have at it. I want to give you the opportunity to continue your legacy. 4-4, Denver Broncos traveled to Jerry World and faced the 6-1 Dallas Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Denver traded away their best player and Von Miller, their best asset, and so with with that being said, they're reeling from it because when that stuff happens, it's not like a regular guy. Like, say, if I got traded or cut, this is a guy that's your franchise player that should probably get a statue outside of there. And plus, Dallas is actually just flat out better than Denver. So, Dak is coming back, and so I think they are going to, beat the brakes off him.
4-4, the New England Patriots travel to Charlotte to take on the 4-4 Panthers.
Oh, man, this is a hard game. I'm going to go with the Patriots, even though both teams had somewhat surprising victories, especially the way the Panthers, handled Atlanta, pretty easily on the road after they had been playing pretty bad. I know Christian McCaffrey either is back or close to getting back. But at the end of the day, I think the Patriots are better coach, more experienced, X, Y, and Z. So I'm going with the Patriots.
The 3-4 Minnesota Vikings travel to Baltimore to face the 5-2 Ravens.
No, the Vikings. I think the Ravens are going to do it. I think they'll be well rested. And I think that the Vikings are. I think they're okay on offense. There's some turmoil there. I know Adam Thielen's agent, and they're a little bit upset about the. Him not getting the ball, but it bodes well for you fantasy people out there. Adam Thielen will get overload of targets this week, but Baltimore Ravens as a team is a little bit too much for the Vikings, especially with Kirk Cousins and that facing that defense. I'm going to go with the Ravens.
And this is a big one in the division. The 4-4 Cleveland Browns travel to Cincinnati to take on the 5-3 Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Bengals. And Odell Beckham Jr. will be released at some point in time next week. That, again, affects the locker room. I know Baker Mayfield tried to put the face on that he's not affected. Yeah, you are affected. Whether there's any truth to he's kind of freezing him out, or not, but at the end of the day, it's still on your mind. So, one of the things that the Bengals will do, that have learned, hopefully, is that they learned that, once you get a couple big victories and people have the spotlight on you, you're no more the hunty, you're the hunted. And so a good reality check for them. They're playing at home, and I expect them to, perform pretty well and win.
In the route of the day, Buffalo, 5-2, travel to Jacksonville to take on the Fighting Myers of Jacksonville.
Yeah, this is a game where you can kind of get like that extra kind of like let down half a game, you know, in that division, you know, even though New England's playing better. You don't want to go down to Jacksonville, even though Jacksonville's playing better and stub your toe. So I think Buffalo, they're a team that's extremely focused. They're extremely motivated. Miami was a tough out last week. You know, Miami was playing for pride and not to get embarrassed again, but I think they're going down to Jacksonville and have a good game and win that one as well.
In Booty Bowl 2, Houston 1-7 travel to Miami to face the 1-7. So a battle of 1-7s, Houston and Miami. Who you got?
Oh, I'm going with Houston. Tyrod Taylor coming back, and he's a really good quarterback for Houston. But you know, Miami is struggling. You know what? I almost broke my cardinal rule, man. I got to check myself. I wish if I had a free hand right now, I would probably slap myself. So I'm going to get back to reality. I think the Dolphins win, actually. Their defense is better than Houston. Their offense has been playing actually pretty decent. And Houston's defense is ripe for the picking for Tua and company to have a good day, a great day or in their, you know, in their circumstances. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins. And I think Brian Flores is still really, you know, regardless of what Jake, you know, he's a fair weather coach fan, as you see, and you hear him early in the morning. But I'm going to go with Brian Flores because I think once he has the toughness and the mental wherewithal to rally his troops to get out of the depths of a losing streak.
The Las Vegas Raiders, 5-2, travel to New York to take on the 2-6 Giants.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think ever since the thing with Gruden, they've been, you know, actually playing pretty well. And obviously they had an unfortunate incident with one of their players this week. So I think they're going to play well. I think they're better than the Giants, even though the Giants have shown some life. But I'm going to go with the Raiders. I like the way that they've kind of handled adversity. I think they're an extremely talented team. They're a tough team. Their defensive line, you know, led by Crosby, is playing really well, which is obviously the weakness of the Giants as far as pass blocking and Daniel Jones, fumble Jones or Butterfinger Jones or whatever you want to call him. Regardless if it's home or away, is right for the picking. So I think that the Raiders will win. It's too much offense, too much Whaler, and too much defensive line.
The Chargers at 4-3 travel to Philly to take on the 3-5 Eagles.
I'm going to go with the Chargers. And look, I wouldn't say you let themselves down, but they, you know, they didn't play up to their capabilities last week at home. I don't know if they kind of overlooked New England or whatever, but they know they need to get back right. You know, Kansas City winning on Monday night, they themselves shooting themselves in the foot with, you know, obviously losing to New England in the way they lost to them. I think they're going to win the game, even though Philadelphia beat the brakes off of Detroit. And that was probably, you know, in my picks last week, that was probably the most disheartening one, because not that Philly won, it's just how bad Detroit played. Yeah. And they weren't even competitive, and that's not something that they've been doing all year.
In a game that a lot of people are going to talk about over the next 2 days, 7-1 Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers, travel to Kansas City to take on the 4-4 Chiefs.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. You know, even though the Chiefs have not looked good, even in, you know, beating the Giants Monday night, you know, if the phantom face mask call doesn't get called, I think the Giants either get to overtime and possibly win that game. So, ultimately, I think, sometimes winning ugly is obviously better than, you know, losing ugly. I think the Chiefs will win. Aaron Rodgers has been playing good, and they've been kind of gutting it out with Aaron Rodgers' leadership. You got a new quarterback coming in that hadn't played right for the picking. The Chiefs had, I think, an excellent pickup in Melvin Ingram, the third grown man, as everybody calls him in the league. So that's going to help out the pass rush because they've been struggling getting home. So I think that the Chiefs will win. And the thing with Aaron Rodgers, you know, I guess I'll just talk about it a little bit. You know, I think the biggest thing with him is, just the ramifications. It's not just him. You know, he's a grown man. He's able to do what he wants to do, whether he wants to be vaccinated or, in his case, immunized or whatever it is he did. But ultimately, when I'm thinking of just from a football standpoint, they lose this game and maybe another one because he might be out. now you're behind the eight ball as far as getting home field advantage. And so the Cardinals having a home field advantage isn't as big as help as if you're at Green Bay because of the weather and is a factor and how well Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers play in that type of climate and those type of conditions. So if they're not able to beat the Chiefs, which I don't think they will be, you know, I think it's going to be a huge loss that could come back to bite them in the butt later in the year and curtail their path to a possible Super Bowl run because they lost their best tight end last week. Mm-hmm. And then you lose your quarterback, and now you got a new quarterback coming in trying to hold it down, even though Devontae Adams is coming back.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. 7-1 Arizona travels to the 3-4 49ers.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an extremely close game, you know, regardless of the records. But I think the Cardinals will win. I think that they had a eye-opening experience, what it's like to be one of the top teams in the league this late in the year. So it was a learning experience. And then they get another big game on the road against the 49ers, who's having, you know, quarterback issues and a little bit of offensive issues. So I think the Cardinals learned their lesson, what it's like to be, you know, on the center stage. And so that I think they're going to take the lessons learned and put on a good performance against the 49ers and pull that game out.
Sunday night, 6-2 Tennessee travels and faces the 7-1 Rams with the addition of Von Miller.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Rams because they've been actually playing most consistent all year. I know Tennessee, even though they lost Derrick Henry, signed Adrian Peterson, they're tough and actually have the formula or kryptonite to go against the Rams. But I think when you add Von Miller, who started to get hot, you know, what I mean by hot is when, you know, he's a little bit nicked up at the beginning of the year and then he started to get healthy. And, you know, you combine him with Floyd and not Aaron Donald, it's going to help him in the run and pass. And then plus it's going to give Tennessee a lot to think about. And when you have Jalen Ramsey, who's able to go one-on-one with one of Tennessee's really good receivers, it gives the defensive coordinator chances to roll coverages, combo coverage, or whatever they want to do on the backside against whether it's Julio Jones or Brown. So I think the Rams will win, especially being at home. But Tennessee is still going to be a factor regardless of when Derrick Henry comes back or if he comes back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Monday Night Football, the 3-5 Bears. Justin Fields travels to Pittsburgh to face the 4-3 Steelers.
No, the Steelers are just kind of they're just under the radar, right? They, you know, Ben Roethlisberger and the offense kind of sputtered out of the gate. Now they start to get a little bit of you know, flow to them, and you got you know, drama in Cleveland. They beat Cleveland, and now they get a game, you know, at home where they can really, you know, get a leg up on some of the teams. And I don't think that they're too worried about the Baltimore Ravens, considering how, you know, good the defense of Pittsburgh is. So I think Pittsburgh pulls it out. It's going to be, you know, a tough game, but I'd like Pittsburgh, you know, beat Chicago. Justin Fields will give him a little trouble because of his ability to run the ball and get out there on the run. But a rookie quarterback going against that Pittsburgh defense is a recipe for disaster. And you have Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace as GM and coach, and that's also a recipe for disaster for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, it's going to be deep. Jay Foreman is on the phone. He is just giving the NFL picks for the weekend. Let's jump into college football because some pretty good ball games on this weekend tonight. Utah travels to Stanford.
Oh, man, that's going to be a good game. Stanford's sneaky good. You know, those white maroon uniforms are, you know, it has kind of rebounded. David Shaw, I swear, listen here, I think he's one of the top, you know, 10 coaches in all of land. I love him, and I like the way he does. So Utah has dealt with some unfortunate issues up there. But they're a physical team, and they're under the radar as well. It's going to be a physical game, which, you know, you don't think normally happens in the Pac-12. So I'm going to go with Stanford. I'm going to go with the home team, but I wouldn't be surprised if Utah wins.
Yeah, it's going to be a brawl. Let's go through the Big Ten. Illinois travels to number 20 Minnesota.
Look, Illinois is playing better. Their defense is coming around. And I think, you know, to be honest with you, I think they match up really well against Minnesota's running attack. And it's going to be interesting to see who runs the ball for Minnesota. They're on, the fifth running back. And so there's only so many guys you can pull off the bench to hit, 100 yards a game. And that's a big part of their offense. But I think overall Minnesota's a better team. It's going to be interesting to see how Minnesota deals right now with expectations that have been raised twofold. You got a coach that got is making $5 million a year with a 7-year, extension. And now you're ranked inside the top 20. You're the team that people are talking about that actually, have a high percentage of winning the Big Ten West. This is a game, kind of quote unquote, the trap game, because Illinois, provides enough problems running the ball in on time, decent passing game that kind of can offset what Minnesota likes to do. And their defense of Illinois is playing, better than it had in the beginning of the season. So I think Minnesota will pull it out, but I'm interested to see what the final score is and what the game looks like, because that will tell me a lot about Minnesota as you go down the stretch here, leading to Indianapolis.
West Lafayette, number 3 Michigan State, travels to Purdue, 5-2.
I think this game is a pick 'em per se if you're a gambler. So I think you could, Purdue will. I think Purdue isn't favored. Michigan State's favored, so I think the points with Purdue is probably a good bet. I think Michigan State's going to win this game. I think they're physical on the offensive line, can run the ball. The passing game is getting better every single week, and that defense is getting better every single week. And they are extremely focused. They beat Michigan. Mel Tucker does a good job of starting things over come Monday, and I don't really think Purdue's overly that good, even though they're playing at home. Actually, and to be honest with you, I think Purdue is more dangerous on the road versus at home. And so I think that plays into Michigan State's, obviously in their favor.
Number 21, Wisconsin, travels to New Jersey to face Rutgers.
This is going to be a tougher game than it looks. I think Rutgers is extremely well coached. They, play well on special teams. But I don't think they'll be able to handle this new two-headed monster running attack that Wisconsin has. Even though Graham Mertz was 11 of 22 last week, he was a little – what he did last week against Iowa is not turn the ball over, in which that has been his, Achilles heel, interceptions and fumbles. So I think they're trying to catch their rhythm. They're not fully in Wisconsin mode, but I think it's still too much for Rutgers, because that Wisconsin defense is probably the best in the Big Ten, or at least playing the best right now.
Penn State travels to College Park to face the Terps. What do you got?
I look at it like this, man. I'm interested to see if Maryland takes on the mindset where they're not shaking hands. Look, this is kind of like a mini rivalry, even though Penn State generally dominates it. Mm-hmm. But they compete a lot for the best players in the DMV. And this game gets chippy real quick. And I think Penn State is right to the picking, because Maryland's defense is improved. And I don't think Penn State's offense is as good as it was, last week against Ohio State, even though I think they probably have, if not the best receiver in the Big Ten, obviously one of the top three. Maryland's offense is always dangerous, even though they, have a ton of injuries. But I think Penn State will win. But I think Maryland gives them a run for their money. I'm going to be interested to watch this game. I like the chippiness, and I want to see if Maryland comes out there with their hands behind their back and let them know what time it is.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one. Number 22, Iowa. It pains me to say that. Number 22, Iowa, travels to Northwestern.
I think this is a get-right game for Iowa. Northwestern has been playing better. The fighting past Fitzgeralds were going to kind of turn around, and I think after Nebraska, beat down, they've kind of, woken up a little bit. But I think Iowa's defense is always there, so they're going to be able to shut down any type of offensive rhythm that Northwestern tries to start. But, I think it's going to be a tougher game than it looks, because Iowa's passing game has been atrocious. And that's just where it is right now. And I don't think I'm envisioning Iowa does and run the ball. They'll control the clock. They'll play small ball. And the next thing you know, they win the game by 14 to 17 points. So I think Iowa wins the get right game, kind of get, you know, their feelings back. But it's not going to be an easy get right game. They're, you know, Northwestern's going to get a run for their money.
The final one from the Big Ten, Indiana travels to Ann Arbor to face number 7 Michigan.
You know, with this, you know, that's crazy. I think, you know, Indiana's defense is good enough to kind of give Michigan some trouble, but Indiana's offense is not good enough to give Michigan any trouble. So I think Michigan wins this game. I think they're going to bounce back after, you know, losing a big game and losing a lead. I think that is something to keep these guys focused because, you know, the one thing about losing that game against Michigan State, everything that they want to do or accomplish is still there. So they got to beat Indiana to keep on the same track. So they're going to come out and show well. Indiana has not looked good all year or really as good as they were last year. So I think it's just another game for Indiana to kind of limp to the finish line and, you know, get started on next year.
We'll jump to UFC. This is a big one, rematch. Covington versus Usman. Who you like?
Usman. I like Usman. I think it was a tougher fight than I thought it would be the first time. Covington is he's a good promoter. He definitely needs his butt kicks. And I think Usman's gonna beat him again. And but it's gonna be a good match. You know. You know, he's tough. He can take a beating. And Usman, I think, is a well-oiled machine. And he's extremely focused for a guy that's been on top or ascending to the top in a very short amount of time. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, I'm going to be glued. I'm not a big UFC guy. I like to watch him, bigger fight. And this is one where, two guys have got a little bit of history. Some guy, crossing the line and, as far as, you could promote the fight, but when you go kind of overboard, then it becomes personal. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, that man got his jaw broke last time talking smack. He should be real quiet this time.
Yeah.
He should give me 2 keys for Huskers Ohio State.
2 keys. One is Nebraska to be, efficient on offense and play well on, third down on defense. They kind of go together. And so look, at the end of the day, keep the turnovers low and play up your capabilities, and it's going to be a heck of a game. I expect the guys to go out there and play well, compete, and obviously play to win. This is a winnable game here, you know what I mean? And so if they go out there and play up their capabilities, they more than capable of winning the game. So it's going to come down to turnovers and not giving up big plays on defense and creating some big plays, which are there to be had. Again, in the run and the pass against Ohio State. So you got to go out there and do it. You got to go out there and block guys. You can't just, you can't let this defensive line, run in Adrian or Vermeer or anything like that. You got to block them and make them earn it. Now, are you going to win every one-on-one battle? No. You're going to lose, but you got to win enough at certain parts of each play and have a couple of stalemates. Then it's on the running back and the quarterbacks and the receivers. You get open and make plays. So I think it's going to be a good game, and I think they're ready to play. I think I like the I like the vibe of the team. I think these guys understand that they're battle tested. Look, they've played the hardest schedule in the nation, so stepping out here in this arena in a big game, and Ohio State has everything to play for, and they're going to come in here and play well because they're on the outside looking in right now for the bowl championship series. So this is a big opportunity for them. This is what you come to Nebraska for. Playing these big games. And so if you like to compete and you love football, you're going to go out there and play well because you're going to represent yourself regardless of the record. And so, the spotlight's going to be on, the Nebraska and stuff like that. And I think Ohio State knows, obviously by watching the tape, that this is not your ordinary 3-6 team. And so Nebraska needs to go out there and make all their dreams become reality and, ideally win this game because they have been close with yet so far this year.
Jay, thank you, kind sir, for making time. We will probably, just to let you know, we set out a bounty for pictures of you at the game tomorrow smiling. The folks, Rick Meyer and the folks from Beatrice Bakery has offered cake to anyone who has pictures of you smiling at tomorrow.
Smiling. I won't be smiling. It's going to be on like a pot of neck bone. So the game face is going to be on. I think somebody see me today and they said, "Why you look so angry?" I said, "I got a game." It's in your blood, man. When you play games and you know what's coming and you think about these games, obviously playing is a big game. It's just in your blood. It's like when football starts, man, you start to get those juices going, even though then the reality sets in that, I can't perform. But these games here, I want these players to go out there and play well. So I'm more or less like a quasi-parent and hoping that they get to go out there and get some reality of their dreams. So if I see somebody take a picture, I guess I'll, smile, give them a smirk a little bit. But I got 3 or 4 outfits ready. I have a different spot that I can't be spotted now because I've had some people scouting in some games and I have not been seen. So you better be on your game, people out there, because I'm on to you. And I have found a way to maneuver. So if you want to call me the African-American version of Kaiser Soze, you can have, instead of having Where's Waldo, you can have Where's Jay, and we can see what's up. And, maybe you guys have Jake go out there and sell a sponsorship for that. We have the fan that gets the best picture. With Jay Foreman, you can do, the Where's Waldo type of deal.
Yeah, amen. So, there it is. The challenge has been set.
Yeah, I look forward to his early game. I'll be up at 4:30 ready to go. So, DP and Nick, I will be lighting your text messages up.
Yeah, gauntlet. Early and often. Gauntlet throw. There, have at it, man. We'll see you tomorrow, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, man.
That is Jay Foreman. Take pictures. Send pictures. Do that. We'll throw it to break. More. We'll get ready for Ohio State. We'll do that next.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.